Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Friday, March 8th. Your drive beginning right now on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you until the 6 o'clock hour. That means we get an hour to get your text in. This show is going to be fun today because we're talking about not only a men's basketball victory last night, what about the women earlier today? Game you heard right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. The women get the victory 116-74 over App State. And App State was one of those teams that played the herd tough and was very competitive in the two previous contests. So Kim Caldwell, she wasn't exactly excited for the fact that, okay, they're tough. We're going to have our hands full. We'll play them. We'll play anybody, but they're going to be tough. They were competitive. I'll give them that. App State was competitive. They fought hard. They played hard. They just got overwhelmed. Marshall went off and did not look back. Marshall broke a lot of records in that game as well. First of all, Thundering Herd broke, this is Sun Belt Conference records, most points in a game, 116. Most points in a half, 62. Most field goals made, 47, and tied for the most three-point field goals made, 13. Marshall now 24-6. This ties the program record for wins in a season at 24. Got to go all the way back to the 1986-87 season. Six players, double figures. Abby Beeman had 19 points. Brianna Campbell had 21 points, 6 assists. She was 10 of 11 from the field. CeCe Mays had a career high, 18 points, 6 steals. Cindy Scott had 13. Aislinn Hayes, 10. Meredith Mayer, 16 points. Fifth time for Marshall this season, eclipsing the 100-point mark. And the 116 that Marshall scored, that's a season high against a Division I opponent. Also set a Marshall tournament scoring record. Marshall wanted to make a statement today. Marshall made a statement today on the women's side. So now the Thundering Herd will play on Sunday afternoon. We will have that game here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And if the Herd wins on Sunday, we'll have the championship as well. All the way to the championship, we will have the games. Marshall wins the championship. They'll be in the NCAA tournament. We'll have those games as well. And I'm hoping that we have two sets of games to deal with because the Marshall men yesterday getting the victory over Georgia State. Herd looked good. I don't know what it is about the waters in Pensacola, but Marshall basketball has looked good these last 2 days. Marshall with the win over Georgia State yesterday, 86-74. Kevon Voiles with 30 points. Cam Kerfman with 30 points as well. We got a lot to get into with those. So I'm going to open up our text line early. Let's do that now. It's 304-396-TALK. 304-396-8255. So we'll open that back up. We shut her down last night right at midnight. For those of you that were with me last night, stayed till the very end, thank you. The thing I learned most about last night was that the Herd went on, can play with anyone in this tournament, and also bring energy drinks to the postgame show. That's the two things I learned. I think the energy drinks were the more important thing for me. That was a late game, wasn't it? It's the only thing I hate about the Herd playing late. It's because the Herd's playing late, and they've got the late game again. We'll have it for you tomorrow. Tune in 7:30. I hope to have you all with me here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and 93.7 The Dog. And don't forget, we got Marshall baseball tomorrow as well. 2:50 airtime. 2:50 airtime tomorrow. The Herd in action. Earlier today, Marshall played game one of the three-game series with Southeast Missouri State, and Marshall lost 6-3. So we'll have game two coming up tomorrow. Now, if for whatever reason that game doesn't get played, and I'm thinking weather, our Sunday options are going to be interesting because we could have basketball on Sunday. We could have a situation where we have the men and the women on Sunday, and then we've got baseball as well. So stay tuned. Follow our social media feeds. Find me on X. That's formerly known as Twitter, at Paul Swan. Find me there. Find me on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page as well, so we'll update all of that. Follow the Herd voice himself, Steve Cotton. Herd Cotton is his Twitter handle, his X handle. And so he'll have updates as well as what we're doing tomorrow with the basketball games. Just keep that in mind. If we've got games on Sunday, we're going to have a busy day. And, of course, we've already got the women, and we're just waiting to see if the men can get past James Madison. And that's baseball as well thrown into all of that. So we got a busy weekend. Wouldn't have it any other way, would we? Marshall softball's in action now at the Dot. Hopefully they'll get some of those games in. The lights are going to be coming out soon, if not already. And that's definitely been a bonus and a plus for the Thundering Herd on the softball side. And the lights come in handy for men's baseball as well, or baseball. All right, let's get your text in. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter writes in and says, Paul, Dan should not wear black, but Coach Caldwell can wear black. She's allowed. That was a thing yesterday. I don't know if you were with us. That was a thing. The color choice of the coach himself, Dan D'Antoni, was an item on the postgame show. I was happy to take all your texts last night. It was a late night last night, and Marshall had won. I hadn't remembered how to do that in a while. We went seven straight with a Marshall loss. It'd been a while since we had a happy postgame show, and I'm hoping we can do that again tomorrow. Heck, I'm hoping we can do that for the rest of the weekend. Just have happy postgame shows. Get into the NCAA tournament. Just win this thing. You already won one game. Let's go ahead and win the rest of them. And, of course, the Herd, the women are two games away from the NCAA tournament. The men are three games away from the NCAA tournament. So there is an opportunity. But I do want to hear from you. Let's get our text line going. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Friday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Our text line this hour is 304-396-TALK. That is 304-396-8255. I'm a little more caffeinated. Last night was fun. We stayed up late, didn't we? We stayed up late, but it was good to hear from a lot of you last night as we were on the air until about midnight. I definitely got home way after midnight, so I was excited to have a winning post-game show last night to talk about the Herd advancing in the tournament, and we're going to do the same coming up tomorrow. 7:30 is going to be our airtime right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Let's go back to our text line, and that's opened at 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter says, Paul, I see the softball team wearing black. I don't like it. What about other Herd fans? Agree? I think we can go down this road. I'm willing to go down this road today. It's Friday. Why not? We can do that. The Herd won earlier today at the Sun Belt Tournament. The Herd won last night in the Sun Belt Tournament. We're all feeling pretty good. I can go with this today. Texter says, I've seen players wear black, which is okay occasionally, but we have coaching staffs wearing black, not Herd green. I don't like it. You remember when coaches would wear suits and ties on the bench? You remember those days? Those days are gone, aren't they? We're not seeing coaches do that much anymore, are we? That's not happening. Coaches are boycotting the suit and tie. I don't know. It was always a good look. It was always a good look. It was a look of authority. Come out, put your suit on so you can go work the bench. Remember professional football back in the day? You had coaches wearing suits on the sideline. Now, not so much. Coaches got to be comfortable. I get it. I don't blame coach. You got to run a lot. You know, it's the Nick Saban effect. You see Nick Saban going to be wearing a suit on the sideline? That's not happening. I'd like to see that, though. Dan D'Antoni, full suit. Dress shoes, full suit. Just one time. Do it for the NCAA tournament. If you get back in the NCAA tournament, do it there. Just wear the full suit. Kelly green tie, of course. You got to have that. Absolutely. 304-396-TALK. 304-396-8255. Let's go back to the men's game last night and look a little bit at that. How impressive was that performance? Camden Kerfman with 30 points. He had 9 three-pointers. 9 out of 12. That was impressive in itself. 9 out of 12. But he manages 30 points, 10 of 17 from the field. Shot just one time from the free throw line, made it. And then Kevon Voyles, 12 of 24, which I thought was an outstanding performance. 4 of 9 from the three-point line. So he was finding points elsewhere. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. So those were your two big producers last night. And then I think that opened up Nate Martin a little bit. Nate was out there battling 14 rebounds. He had 8 defensive boards, 6 on the offensive side. 4 or 5 from the free throw line. I would like to have seen him find a couple more points, get a double-double, but 8 points, 14 rebounds was, I think, important. And then Obina Anacili-Killen, he was battling as well. He finished the game with 5 fouls, and he had 8 rebounds, 9 points. Not a massive score there, but he was doing some of the little things. He was 4 of 8 from the field. Chucked it up one time from the three-point line. Didn't go in. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. But the 8 rebounds, had a couple assists as well. Had 3 blocks. Those were important. Also had a steal. That was important. That was a good line for him. I like that. But the big story had to be Camden Kerfman just finding the shot. Now, is the Herd going to be able to replicate this? I hope they can come close to it. And the other thing that helped the Herd a little bit more, Georgia State was a better free throw shooting team than they showed last night. They usually hit 71.3% of their free throw shots. Last night in that game, they were 57.1%. So that helped. I don't know how much of a difference this game would have been if they would have hit a few more. I still think Marshall wins. Marshall was 10 of 16 from the free throw line, so 62.5%. I'd like to get that up a little bit. Here's what Marshall needs to work on. First of all, on the negative side, 20 fouls. Georgia State had 17, but Marshall had 20 fouls. Obina fouls out. Like to get that cut down a little bit, if you can. I don't want to see Obina foul out again. Then on the plus side, 10 steals. And with those 10 steals, Marshall was able to turn turnovers into points. Marshall had 22 points off of turnovers. Marshall only committed 9 turnovers, grabbed 10 steals. Georgia State, 11 turnovers. So Marshall was causing chaos, creating opportunities. 11 turnovers for Georgia State, 10 steals for the Thundering Herd. A lot of points off of the turnovers. And then Marshall in the paint, this was an interesting number to me last night. Marshall and Georgia State both had 30 points in the paint. Usually I'm used to seeing Marshall maybe get dominated a little bit more in that category. Bench points, really not a factor. You don't look at that too much. Fast break points, that was a factor. 16-5 in favor of the Herd there. Second chance points, 14-12 in favor of Georgia State, so that's about even. But points in the paint. Good effort for the Thundering Herd. Didn't give up too much. Was able to get points in the paint, and it was dead even. This team, I thought going into this game, was going to be a tough challenge because Marshall matches up with them. It's about the same. All the statistics, all the categories, the way they play, it just feels like this is about an even matchup. It could go either way. I don't know if Marshall played this game again, if it would go this way. It always feels like it's tight, it's close. But when you have Cam Kerfman going off for 30 points, 9 of 12 from the three-point line, the Herd shot 14 of 29, 48.3% from the three-point line. Now, Georgia State shot better from the three-point line, but they didn't make as many. Only 10 of 19 for 52.6%. Herd four better than Georgia State in that regard. And Marshall, more efficient than usual. Marshall was 31 of 69 in that game, 44.9%. More efficient, not just chucking things up, hoping they go in. Georgia State was 26 of 61 for 42.6%. The Herd shot 44.9%. Marshall usually shoots about 41%. So that was above average for the Herd. Three-point shot is a little bit over 30% on average. 48.3%, that's above for the Herd. We'll take it every single time. Free throw line, it's usually a little over 71%, so that was down. But I'll take the three-point shot going in last night, and I'll take the field goals going in as well. Back to our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. You guys like this color thing today. Texter says, shucks, Paul, they can wear any color they want if they can just put a beat down on App State, JMU, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, and Troy. Well, App State got the beat down today on the women's side. JMU's the next one. Is JMU the new team? Is it the team now that nobody likes? Is that the team we hate the most? Any sport, is it JMU? Are they number one with a bullet? 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. I don't know if they can wear any color they want. Kelly green, white, throw in the black as an accent now and then. Would you throw some gray in there maybe? I wouldn't go too far. In the color spectrum, Kelly green, white, you can throw the black in, maybe mix that up with a little gray. You can do that. Would you go back to those classics? You know, the ones that had the yellow in them? You remember that? Remember the herd uniforms that had the yellow? Come back out with one of those one night. Let's do a retro night with that. I'm all for that. More coming up. It's The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Time to get that text line going again. 304-396-TALK. 304-396-8255. Welcome back. This is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Marshall basketball coming up tomorrow. The Thundering Herd in action. Take it on JMU. We'll have that game for you starting at 7:30. Then after the game, stick around. We'll probably go to midnight again, but we'll have our post-game coverage where you'll hear comments from Dan D'Antoni, hopefully the victorious head coach of the game. It was Marshall and JMU. Met a couple of times this year. Didn't go to Herd's way, so Marshall would like to get the revenge game. James Madison's been upset before. They were eliminated in the semifinal round last season. Number 8 seed South Alabama beat them. They were the 4 seed last year. They are the 2 seed this year. So hopefully the Herd can upset them as a 10 seed. I'm looking forward to that one. Marshall now 1-1 in Sun Belt tournament play. So yesterday was an important game for the Herd. Finally got that first tournament win. Didn't want to go 2 years in a row without getting a tournament win. Marshall might be on to something here. Dan might be sitting on something in his back pocket right now. At the end of the day, there might be a big old I told you so. If Marshall wins this thing, there's going to be a big I told you so. You know that's going to happen. Absolutely going to happen. And that's fine. We'll be okay with it. So we'll keep the text line open for you, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Tomorrow's going to be challenging. All world for JMU, Terrence Edwards, all Sun Belt first team selection, also the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year, averaging almost 18 points a game. And then the guy who I am impressed with, I've always been impressed with him, TJ Bickerstaff. He's averaging almost 14 points a contest. He was all Sun Belt second team. Also, the Sun Belt Conference newcomer of the year. Leads the team in rebounding with almost 9 boards a contest. And he ranks second in scoring with 13.9 points per game. He's had 10 double-doubles. Also earned some recognition as the Oscar Robertson National Player of the Week, so he's definitely one to watch. Edwards is their assist guy as well, so he's not only scoring, he's making plays. Bickerstaff's just controlling the boards. They're pretty good defensively as well. And I haven't forgotten Noah Friedel. He's averaging almost 12 a contest. He was all Sun Belt third team. And that's the thing. Their starters are all Sun Belt selections. They know they're good. They feel they're good. It was back and forth between this team and App State all season long, so they know they're good. But are they good enough to beat the Herd, which could be hot right now? I mean, Cam Kerfman, if he can keep that, if he can even stay close to that. I mean, 9 three-pointers, tying a Sun Belt Conference tournament record, 9 three-pointers. If he can keep some of that up, if we can see him maintain that level or close to that level, and then Kevon continuing to do what he does, and I'm confident there. So if those two can run the offense, get more of the touches. And they had the most shot opportunities as well. So if the offense can go through one of those two, and free up Nate. Let Nate do what he has been doing well, and that's cleaning up the glass. Free up Obina a little bit. Let him clean up the glass as well. Let those guys work inside. The problem for me has been when this team gets behind, they come back. They fight hard. They can come back. But it takes so much to come back. This team feels like if it can get hot early and if it can maintain or get a lead, this team's built to play from the front. This team will just go all out. But that's been the problem. Marshall hasn't been able to, once it gets a lead, to maintain that lead. This team last night was able to do that. So I definitely want to see more of Kevon and Cam. If they're hot, if they're making shots, run more through them. And then let Nate get in there. Let him set up plays. Let him make plays. He had 5 assists last night. I don't think I talked about that. 5 assists last night as well. So we can do that more. I mean, Kevon and Cam Kerfman were sharing the ball as well. Both of them had 4 assists. 16 assists in the game. I'd like to see a little bit more of that. Georgia State just really wasn't able to find a rhythm. They only had 9 assists in that game last night. And most of those came from DeJuan Odom. And he was a player that I was worried about. He only had 6 points, and usually he's good for more. He's not their leading scorer, but he's definitely good for more. And he's somebody that's a playmaker. And he was making plays last night. He had 5 assists, so he was doing well with that. But it was a quiet night for him. He just wasn't hitting it. 3 of 11. Jaden Turner, 2 of 5 there. 6 points. That's key. Most of their scoring came from Taylor and Lane. But Turner and Odom, those were 2 key scorers, I thought, for Georgia State coming into this. And they just got shut down. They did not produce whatsoever. 6 points, it's adequate, but they just did not produce. And, of course, Marshall keeping, I thought, level head, composure, let Georgia State make its run. Marshall went out to a hot start, let Georgia State get its run, weather that, and then Marshall was able to respond, push it back out. Marshall led a couple of times by 14. But you finish the game on top by 12. That's a good win. And you didn't get outscored in the second half as well. And we've seen Marshall fade. Marshall outscored him 45-38, a little bit more back and forth in that one. First half, Marshall got out to a 41-36 halftime lead. And there was a good group of Herd fans there. That's the thing about this tournament. I've seen more Kelly Green in these sessions than I do other colors for other schools. I think that's just going to get better. If Marshall has a shot, there might be a lot of Herd fans who take off or have taken off for Pensacola for the game tomorrow, make the trip down, do the weekend trip, and if Marshall can win, stay a couple of days. Plus, the women are going to be playing on Sunday. You might see a good group of Herd fans down in Pensacola, and that's definitely going to play in favor of the Thundering Herd. All right, we'll get more of your text in. We'll do that at 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Other action today across the sports spectrum. A couple of scores we'll pass along to you. Not a good day for my Huntington Highlanders. Yes, I'm a Pony Express guy, but I've adopted them. They're my Huntington Highlanders. Not a good day for them. We'll talk about that when we continue. Run down all the other action going on this very busy Friday here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Our text line this hour is 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. We're still stuck on the color. We'll start there. Back to the phone. Texter says, if Marshall gets really good, we can play and change colors like the Oregon Ducks. Or maybe change the color of our football field like the Chanticleers. Hey, I push for the Kelly Green end zones. Coach even looked at me funny when I said, he said, what do you like? I like the Kelly Green. Well, the field's green. No, the Kelly Green in the end zone. I like that. That was my favorite. But the Herd went with black, and it looks good on TV. I'm going to give them credit for that. I get where they were going with that. It looks good on TV. You're trying to make that field pop. I would have liked to see maybe a two-tone on that turf. Maybe in the next round of new turf, we could get maybe the two-tone. Definitely would have liked to have seen that pop, but I'm a bigger fan of the Kelly Green. I just think the Kelly Green pops better. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texture says, Paul, App State will always be the team most hated. I will not root for them, even if they were playing Iran. Okay, so let me get this straight. Iran? You would take Iran over App State. I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. We're taking Iran over App State. Man, that's some strong hate. That's some serious hate there. I feel it. Absolutely feel you there. I get that. That's almost to my level of hate for the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns or the San Francisco 49ers or the Baltimore Ravens or the Houston Oilers. Yeah, I know. They're not the Houston Oilers anymore. But they're still there. Basically, all the teams that the Bengals played back in the day in the AFC, yeah, I hate all those teams. That's that kind of hate. That's the level of hate here. And I had a friend tell me the other day, she's like, you can't hate. You can strongly dislike Paul, but you can't hate. You gotta learn not to do that. You have to be better. You can't hate. You can strongly dislike. So I guess we strongly dislike App State, right? The Marshall women seem to strongly dislike them today with an impressive showing. How do they maintain that momentum? That's going to be the challenge. I think they're set to do it. I think this team is real. I thought they were real for a long time, but they are definitely making statements. That's what Kim Caldwell said. She said they wanted to make a statement. It's a new season, she said, so we need to level up. And sometimes when you're the number one seed, you come in and play a little tight with all the pressure because you've kind of already won something. She said that everybody's going to give them their best. So her team was ready. And Marshall now moving to 24-6, taking on the Old Dominion ULM winner, tying the record for wins in a season with 24. So anything else Marshall gets is just bonus. First, you get to 25. If you win on Sunday, you get to 25. And then if you win on Monday, you get to 26. So you can set the record by one with a win on Sunday. And then you can push it out with a win on Monday. And then you get to the NCAA tournament, and who knows what happens there. You could go on a run, add some more to that. And here's a chilling thought. A couple of people have posed this to me. How long does Marshall keep Kim Caldwell? I say if you want to see Kim Caldwell stay at Marshall University, you better get on the phone right now. Call the Big Green. Call Ryan Crisp, the athletic director for annual giving. make an annual commitment to him. I say show up to more Marshall women's basketball games. Buy that season ticket. Contribute to the championship fund. You want to see Marshall keep Kim Caldwell, you better start to open up the checkbook a little bit more. And I think there's going to have to be some upgrades to the basketball. You want to keep Kim Caldwell. Now, she's got a 7-year deal. But you know she's going to be one of the hottest coaches available. Even though she's got a job, she's going to be one of the hottest names. There's going to be teams and athletic directors talking to her as soon as they think they can. So if you want to keep her, it's going to cost you a little bit more, and I would think so. All right, let's go back to the text line. This one's an interesting one. Texture says, look at YouTube press conference views at Sun Belt Conference Tournament versus Marshall. It's comical. I haven't looked at, are we talking about the other pressers just yet? Because I was on the Zoom today, so I didn't go to YouTube. I was on the Zoom listening in, watching it, just so I could know what she was talking about and see where she was going with her comments. So help me out. Do my homework for me real quick. What do the views look like? More people watching the Marshall pressers? Is that what it is? Than the other schools? I would think so. And honestly, I look at those YouTube numbers, and I don't think they're that ultimately high to begin with, but there are people who live by those things. And, of course, we carry the pressers sometimes as well. Depending on the event, we'll go live with something if it's really like a new hiring, like a new football coach being hired. We'll do that. But we go to those pressers, and then we come back, and we use what we think that's what's relevant. And Marshall puts that up there for convenience for some members of the media that can't get to the pressers. But we do use some of that. But, yeah, I haven't seen those views. Is it bad? Is it just like everybody's watching the Marshall one and no one's watching the other ones? Is that what it is? I think that would make sense. Marshall's hot right now. At least the women are. I don't know what the men's views look like. All right, back to the text line. Paul, if the women's herd makes the big dance and they win two games, Coach Caldwell will be gone. I love for them to make the dance and win two games. I don't want Coach Caldwell to be gone, though. But you got a point. Marshall's going to have to make sure that she gets what she wants. And I don't think she's demanding. I don't think she's sitting there going, all right, look, I'm going to need three cars. If she wants three cars, get her three cars. I'm going to need lawn care. I'm going to need lawn service. Okay, you got that. I'm going to need dry cleaning. Okay, you got that. What else you want? Whatever it is. What do you want? I'm going to need a new indoor, outdoor pool. Okay, you got that. Anything else? Whatever you want. I would give her every tool she needs. If she needs something to make the team better and something to enhance what she's doing, she's got it. I would give it to her. I would make that pledge to her. Texter comes in and says, I can hate WVU. Do you really want to hate them or do you just want to strongly dislike them? I mean, do you really want to hate them? It's about you more than them, right? It's you. Do you want to carry that hate around? Do you want to hate them? Or are you going to strongly dislike them? I'm trying to be better. My friend Sarah, she sent me this video she took of her discussing this with me. She's like, you can't hate. You can just strongly dislike something. You cannot hate. Don't hate, Paul. It's bad for you. So I'm going to have to say that we can hate WVU. If you're a Herd fan, that's sort of like what it means to be a Marshall fan, right? We got to revisit this one. This has been fun today. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody who's checked in today. We're going to be back doing this tomorrow. 7:30 is going to be our airtime here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm going to be better as far as the caffeine is concerned. I'm going to have more of that tomorrow. We're going to be up late again. This thing is going to go on. And hopefully it's a herd victory over JMU. Whatever the case may be, we'll find out what happens tomorrow. Don't forget, baseball as well, 2:50 airtime tomorrow. Jason Toy, Woody Woodrum, they'll have the call. Marshall in action, taking on Southeast Missouri State. Marshall already dropping the series opener 6-3 at Jack Cook Field. We'll see if they can win game number two, and that's coming up tomorrow. So be tuned in for that. Then we'll have basketball later in the evening. Then Sunday, guaranteed to have one game, and that's Marshall women's basketball as the herd continues to thunder through the tournament. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 7:30, for our pregame coverage. Marshall and James Madison here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Have a great night, everyone.
Retransmitting on Glorious FM on 94.1 W227BS Huntington. This is 930 WRVC Huntington, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting.